Facebook can be a very confusing realm.
And we agree with you on that. It's very confusing, considering we're all making up how to use it all the time, always, and no one has told us how to use it.
And that's why we have this podcast for you. Good Help Podcast helps you navigate the pitfalls of social media behavior.
Yeah, don't do stuff wrong. We have someone on the show, his name is my co-host, and he shows you he does everything wrong. I mean, that's what I think, and I think he does everything wrong, and we take turns hosting the show, and like one week it's about how Deepu is wrong about using Facebook, and the next week it's about, Deepu admitting how wrong he is about using Facebook. It's lots of different episodes.
Uh-huh, yeah, and sometimes there's an episode about how serious you fucking handle everything, so...
Well, am I? That's... You're pretty serious, too, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I don't know.
This is where... And listen to the comedy happening already. We're going to take turns telling you how to use Facebook and social media caringers the way you want. If you don't know what a caringer is, listen to the show. You might hear the explanation, but you also might have picked up that it's a word I made up. And that is what it is. I made it up. So don't listen. Do listen. But don't expect... that.
Go to hell.
Hey folks, go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. That's audibletrial.com/go to hell. If you are like us, you like listening to stuff, and if you are like us, you're undereducated. So go to audibletrial.com and get free. I don't even know, like, I don't even have to advertise it as a product. Get free audiobooks on us. Go get free audiobooks. They're like podcasts, but when you talk about them at parties, people don't think you're weird. Now let's go to the show.
Hello, audience. I want to share with you guys an experience I had recently, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's really relevant to the discussions we've been having on this podcast. So I was in a church recently. My friend was at a church. I met this person there. And so I hadn't been to a church in, I want to say, almost... 12, 20 years, I don't know, long time. And it was a great experience. You know, I was in a beautiful cathedral, and I'm looking at the statues, I'm looking at all the majesty, the paintings, listening to the music, and beautiful experience. And I never thought for a moment to pull out my phone to document it. You see, I come from a time where even holding a phone is a sign of disrespect in such a scenario. Phones in the pocket. I could be taking all sorts of photos. Statues, me in a pew, a little photo of the knee pads where the pews, have now. By the way, it's a little sidebar. Christians have it pretty easy on their worshipers, okay? My religion, when you kneel, there's no knee pads, all right? This isn't pro football. We lose a minister a month to an ACL tear, okay? So anyway, I didn't pull my phone out. There are
famously rugs, but continue.
There's rugs, that's true.
Just continue. Famously some of the softest rugs in the world from that region. Sorry, continue.
Okay, the padding I saw was insane. It was like every pew got a Sealy Serta mattress for the knee pads. It was epic.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to...
No, I'm fine with you. I totally get that this is a very contestable point, and I thought of the rugs. I should have mentioned rugs. Whatever, my religion doesn't involve rugs, so we are still more badass. Anyway, so I had this anxiety, because I wasn't pulling my phone out, I wasn't showing off that I was here, and I started getting this anxiety, you know, because I'm living an extraordinary life, and I am not proving it on Facebook. And now, I'm thinking about how other guy does pull out phone in disrespectful situation, gets the credit, gets the accolades of being there, and there are accolades. Other guy that shows disrespect gets rewarded for it. He or she is remembered as guy that went to a church. So jealous of that. So now I have two reasons I still don't pull my phone out. As far as personal reasons go, I think that not pulling my phone out, I'm experiencing the moment more intensely. I'm paying attention to my surroundings more. I'm just letting it take up more of my RAM, to use a computer term. I don't know what a better way. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm pretty sure that checks out. Also, second reason, every time, And let's not forget this. Let's not forget this. Every time anyone posts anything, an old person cries. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Go to Hell Podcast. This is the Metric Saga, Millimeter Edition, Deepu episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh boy, thank you, Freddie Unreal, the Turnbucklers. I always appreciate your art. I will not post on Facebook about your art because I am just intently listening with all of my being. Anyway,
you
welcome
guys,
to the show.
You guys talk. I've seen you talk. You've talked to Freddie.
But I don't talk about his music. I talk about the person.
I talk about his. I listen to his album a lot before their newest album, Better Days. I listen to it a lot before the show. It's
gotcha.
Like good pump. It's good pump-up music.
I should try it out. Well, anyway, thank you, Freddie, and I just wanted to let the audience know that in this episode, we got a great episode planned for you guys, man. I've just been foaming at the mouth at the prospect of saying these words. I got to tell you, but I'm going to be throwing a lot of science at you, and by the way, I have my producer Mike here today. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going, everybody? I'm producer Mike for this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to be throwing a lot of science at you, which my producer finds laughable, literally.
If you had stopped time a millisecond before you said, I'm going to be throwing, and asked me to Mad Libs it, I would have never, in a million years, guessed that the next words out of your mouth were going to be science at you. Never. I choked just laughing. That's why my laugh sounded so like fake and weird. It was not a fake laugh. It was a laugh of me starting to laugh, choking, and then wanting to continue laugh because it was so funny. I was willing to die.
And that reaction makes sense. I have not had the reputation of a guy that throws science. Anyway, I'm gonna be throwing a lot of science, and I'm also gonna be throwing a lot of very specific Chinese geography. So let's get underway. A quandary I'd like to pose to you. What if all Facebook comments were animals? What if they were? If that was the case, you know, would you...
Okay, for this episode, yeah. You have to ask me when you're asking me something or if it's rhetorical, because I have a feeling you're going to be doing, rather than a lot of science, but what you believe is science, which are rhetorical questions. So are you actually asking me what if that?
I was ready to go either way. That's how flexible I am. I understand my options. But
well,
what animal?
What animal? That's a real question.
All right. So
elk per Facebook comment? It's madness. It's too many animals.
It's a lot. No, I'm saying each animal, each post is an animal. But in any case, if that is
okay,
the
I'm
case,
sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. So you know what? It was actually. I'll admit. You weren't supposed to answer that question. That was just more for the audience.
Then say so, you dumb. Don't answer any questions. Got it.
Perfect. All right.
God damn it.
What if all Facebook comments were animals?
Well, what animal? if it's elks, you know? One elk per...
Well, no.
I'm sorry. You set me up to do it again. I'm not going right. to... Just cool. Do your bit. I'm sorry.
Would your wall be the equivalent of the Serengeti? With bloated self-congratulatory posts grazing by the river? Striped humble brags galloping across the horizon? Or would it be like the wetlands of Dangzhou, where satirical comments do millennia-old mating calls and essays about sobriety swing from tree to tree? What kind of animal would others describe your posts as? That's a rhetorical question. My posts are seen like those... pretty large, gray, ugly fish you sometimes maybe see in an aquarium.
I love those fish.
Some people like those fish. Some people relate to those fish.
I'm a big fan of those fish.
They're not very popular with the general audience, though. Would you not agree?
Yes, but can I tell you why?
Please.
They scare children. And for me, when I go to an aquarium, I want to feel like a grown-up. Like, I don't like being made to feel like I'm a kid. You know, like it's not... I'm not a... I'm not a child at heart. I don't want to do like activities that are easy. I want to go there. So for me, that is sort of the adult section. It's like,
so you you look at that fish the same reason an old person watches Charlie Rose.
It's like going to a haunted house with when there's other. It's like seeing a scary movie with kids that have snuck in, not with them together, but like if kids have and they are freaking out. For me, it's like those fish are the size of those kids,
and they're disgusting.
They scare them. And so for me, that's like the adult section, that you can only handle it.
I wish I looked up the species, but I mean, when I see that fish, that is my Facebook spirit animal. It really is. I mean, it's the only species to have a mustache, and it's still not considered charming.
Oh, wait, you're not talking about coelacanths, are you?
I think I'm talking about catfish. I'm pretty sure it's a catfish.
No, I know the fish you're talking about. You're not talking about coelacanths, because coelacanths are undoubtedly dope. But I know the fish you're talking about. It's just a giant fish.
Let me Google coelacanths. That kind of looks like it. But I mean, all fish kind of look the same? And is that racist to say? Who knows? But anyway, my Facebook posts.
Hold on. Yeah. I do. It's not. I can tell you 100% that saying all fish look the same is not racist. I'm sorry. I had to take that one as literal and hypothetical. No, I can tell you. Even the greatest masters of understanding race would tell you absolutely not. It's not racist. Mm-hmm. The Chinese voice before is probably debatable.
Meant nothing but absolute reverence for the culture when I said that. But
do you want to go back and say reverence with saying the R's differently for our Asian listeners, huh, buddy?
Maybe next episode. But so I had this whole thing about the fish, but you clearly
no,
knew
keep it. Keep doing the fish. You asked me about the fish. I was just saying, keep going. I love this. I love what you're doing this episode.
All right. Well, you know, my spirit animal fish is the kind of fish that is brought into an ecosystem willingly because they need a particular critter to be eaten. They don't care how ugly the fish is. The fish gently wades into the tide, wondering when it'll spawn children. My wall scares people, but not in a life-threatening way. More of a, wow, that's an ugly fish sort of way. My content has a gland that secretes juices containing proper grammar. Now, I want to change gears here a little bit. There's a lot of online literature about bullying, and that's our main topic of the day. We're going to talk about bullying. A quick search online yields essays written by students about the dangers of bullying. None with hard evidence, just what seems like common sense. You know, bullying bad, bullying hurt feelings. We see bullies on television advance the plot, but do they really exist?
Hold on. Those are called antagonists. And they severely hamper the plot.
I mean, what would The Simpsons be without Nelson? You know?
True, but we do distinguish between friend and enemy, especially when we talk about plot.
So you're saying that this there are no these are the antagonists of our lives.
Yeah, that's not necessarily something you want to be.
I don't want to be that. But
you want antagonists to be like a lack of food or hurricanes. Ideally, that's like all we would fight, not Dave.
I think there's benefits to bullying, Mike. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Bullying teaches you about life, that life's not fair. Bullying shows you your flaws. Bullying is nirvana. Allow me to take you through.
I think a lot of what you're saying is criticism, and there's a good way to do criticism.
But it's not the
bullying with this generation. I just want to say before we get into this bit, I love it. I love what you're doing.
Please go.
And I think this is bold. But bullying for the online generation is akin to a slur. It's akin to accusing someone of being a bigot.
I'm not bullying. Okay. I know there's extreme cases, but I think mild bullying.
I'm just trying to say, I like this bold stance you're taking. I like what you're saying, but know how bold it sounds to the internet generation.
No, you're right. I'm glad I had this you are this wall I am just throwing this rubber ball of an idea at. And you're just like, nope.
I'm not. I'm just. I'm showing people how bold you are and the grandness of what you're about to say.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I should severely restructure and say mild bullying is okay. I mean, I want to just take you through through history. All right. I did some background, some deep background. Okay.
Oh, good. The mild bullies of history.
Yeah. There's mild shit. I'm not talking about
Bill, Audie, and Deepu.
You don't think there's degrees of bullying?
Of course there is. I also think there's degrees of cancer.
Yeah.
Jesus, Deepu.
The micro cancer is fine. You need a little self growth.
It's better for you.
Yeah.
That way you can, in case you get hungry, you can just eat that little tumor, right?
Get it in your muscles. Anyway, so
that's why I look so fit. What are you talking about?
By the way, can I just sidebar? I've really let myself go.
In terms of fitness?
Yeah. I eat like a guy who's been working in radio for 20 years.
But you don't eat. That's interesting to me.
Dude.
I would love to do a whole saga. Like, ideal sagas for me are comedians on Facebook and fitness on Facebook. They're both fascinating. Because you actually eat a lot better than me. You've seen what I mostly eat popcorn.
Wait, what? I can't get into this. Let's go through the history of bullying, all right? 1200 BC.
Dateline. Sorry, I'm doing yours like a Nat Geo thing. Keep
Please.
Going.
No, I'm fine. I'm just doing dramatic pause. Relax. 1200 BC, Gaius Perillius shoved Tavius Rex into a bathhouse and called him a rheumator.
Okay, so you're talking about Rome. So let me paint the picture for people. Slavery is not only legal, but, like, no one thinks that should be changed. They have like, pretty good toilets in Rome. Is what you're talking about?
That
pretty
is the
good.
Same Rome. Same
A
Rome.
Good amount of people are still throwing shit into the streets. 1,200, it would depend. Actually, the shit into the streets would depend on the year. I think 1,200, I think that's the Pax Romana we're still in. Okay, so it's not a bad time, unless, of course, you're not white and rich.
I agree completely. And I would say that slavery is a more severe form of bullying. That's more severe.
Again, you are opening up racial relations in a way that I don't think people have. Let's go through them.
Okay.
Catholics got it easy. What other race things? You know how to pronounce Asian words? And fish possibly are racist. We are breaking down all the walls here. And slavery is mild bullying.
No, I said it's extreme bullying.
Okay.
What
Go on.
What Gaius Perillius did is mild.
Okay. And she shoved someone into a bathhouse.
And called him a rheumator. Let's not forget.
Okay.
Which translates to bastard, by the way. 45 BC, Empress Chaozu ignored the pleas of one of her council members simply because she didn't like the person. Ignoring someone is mild bullying.
Empress?
Chao's too.
You said she. Empress or emperor?
Empress.
Okay.
Empress. There was empresses back then.
Not doubting it.
All right. So that's another form of mild bullying, you know? Someone's advising her something, and she's tuning her out. Isn't that kind of fucked up? That's kind of fucked up.
Not really.
1400 A.D.
I mean, I don't listen to people all the time. There's billions of people I'm not listening to right now.
No, but I mean, like, in a scenario when someone's talking at you in person, I'm not talking about online. Fuck online for right now. This is 45 BC.
I meant there are not billions of people online. There are billions of people in the world.
Mike, why are you so difficult? What, did something crawl up your ass today? What happened to you?
No, you're asking these questions.
All right.
I ignore people on the subway all the time.
All right, well,
Keep going, Coco. 1400 A.D.
1400 A.D., that translates to Anno Domini, by the way.
Yes.
King Francis tells a lowly pauper who seeks his help.
Which King Francis?
King Francis III.
Of where, man?
England.
They're all fucking, okay. There's tons of dudes named Francis.
You know, I forgot to write the country down, but my memory is so good. It was definitely England. All right.
I have a hard time believing that during a war with the French, there would be a guy named King Francis, but go on.
And that was a very that was a deep inner struggle with King Francis. He was like, my name sounds just like the country I want to attack. Can I do this?
I was like, no, you can't, because this is Denmark. Most likely it's Denmark. Keep going.
Well, anyway.
I'm looking it up. Keep talking.
In 1400 AD, King Francis.
In the meantime, hold on. Sorry. We'll use this opportunity of a break. King Francis, unsurprisingly, want to guess where he was king of? I'll give you fucking any guess. I'll give you any, just as many guesses
Spain.
As you want. Are you fucking kidding? Are you actually kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
King Francis.
This Francis in Spain?
Dude, King Francis was of goddamn France.
Okay, well, in 1200? 1400 AD?
Well, 12 and 14 are different.
I know. 1400?
King Francis was born in 1494.
All right. Well, maybe he's a different Francis, man.
That's what I said, man, that you can't just fucking throw. No, according to goddamn everywhere on the internet, no one other than someone in France has taken the name King Francis because that's where the fucking name is.
I think you're just making this up. And so now I want to tell you about an example of bullying in the future.
Oh, we skipped. By the way, you lost that segment with King Francis because of the cutout.
Well, he told someone to suck on a newt.
I love that.
Great. In the future, now I spoke to someone from the future, in the year Rubicon Suplex 8.
Well, am I naming years in the future? I love it.
We named them the same way we named this podcast.
Yeah. Apparently they put me in charge.
The human race ends up bullying so much that alien life reaches out and is all like...
Who?
What?
Who are they bullying? Pigs?
No, as a whole. We're bullying each other. Okay. So much that alien life reaches out to us and is like, wow, you guys bully pretty well. Welcome to the Galactic Nations.
And I'm welcome to the Galactic Nations. Let's take an ad break. This is Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
Hey, Deepu, the episode's going great. I actually am really loving it.
Yes, I'm glad you're riding with me. I mean, there could be a lot of resistance.
I know. I'm really playing the straight man for you.
Appreciate it.
This podcast, you know, this is a podcast. And before podcasts, there were things called audiobooks, and they were dreadful. Let me just say, before a certain era, you would never read an audiobook or listen to an audiobook. They were the worst. They were. Did you ever listen to, like, a pre-1990 audiobook?
No,
like,
because they came with, like, 20 tapes in a gigantic folder.
100 tapes. It was the worst. and it was they were read by, like, the worst people. They really weren't good. Mm-hmm. But Audible has fixed that. But Audible has fixed it so much that they want to make you pay for it. Right, Deepu?
That's right.
But they can go fuck themselves, because if you go to audibletrial.com/go to hell, you get a bunch of free audiobooks. What do you want to know? You want to know why Deepu's wrong about history? Go find a book on history.
Go find any book.
Go find any book and you'll know more than Deepu. If you go to audibletrial.com/go to hell, I guarantee you will see how much more intelligent you are than Deepu. Just 3 minutes.
As long as you don't read Ender's Game, you're smarter than me.
Because Deepu's read Ender's Game. So, but if you've read, like, all... If you read, like, a couple sequels in, you're also smarter than Deepu.
Yeah, there's, like, so 9 books after it. None of which I've touched. None of which.
They're pretty good. It's hard to explain that I like that book so much because of how much only people in our generation know him as a gay hater. Which, I mean, he does seem to not like them. But,
Totally slipped by. I missed that part.
Hey, if you... Here's the thing. If you want to see if Ender Scott Card, his name is not Scott Card something. See, you're already smarter than us. Go read Ender's Game, and you tell me if that shower scene in the first book isn't the gayest scene in history. It is. There's a prepubescent naked shower fight scene within the first 20 pages of Ender's Game. Don't believe me? Maybe it's on audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell to see prepubescent teens wrestle each other naked.
That's a deal. Scene. That's a fucking deal.
Without sounding really weird, it's a great scene. It's a really great scene.
You know, I'm trying to remember it because I read the book, and all I'm thinking about is a weird time I had in the shower with some people.
I am not sure which is worse. Telling people about the scene in Ender's Game with 10-year-old boys being naked, or hearing your story.
And that's so, why I should get the audiobook for Ender's Game and my memory of this other thing.
Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. It helps out the show. Just get free stuff. We don't record every day of the week. Well, we do, but then we throw it out because it's awful. That's why I go to audibletrial.com/go to hell and find other homoerotic books, not just Ender's Game, the most homoerotic book of all. Let's go back to the show.
All right. Well, Mike, I wanted to try something on the theme of bullying today. I had a little concept. I wanted to trade stories with you about times we were bullied people, whatever you want to do. Do you have stuff like that in the tank, or have you lived a really asymmetric, non-interfered life?
So wait, I want to understand trade stories. Is this a Freaky Friday situation where if you give me your story, I will have lived that instead?
Maybe. That sounds fun. I never saw that. Never saw that book or whatever it is. But
saw that book. Yes.
So you know, I just tell you a time I've
seen
bullied someone.
I've seen a lot of Jamie Lee Curtis books. I read the Jamie Lee Curtis book, Total Recall. That was a good thing I saw. Saw right. Red. Okay, what do you want to do? You want me to trade you a time where I had been bullied?
Okay, let's take the word trade and just put that in the box.
I will give you one story, a Pikachu and a Tauros for your Blastoise. Don't give me any stories.
I just want to tell a story and then you tell a story. Can we just tell stories?
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I'm just caught off guard by this somewhat Faustian bargain I've been presented where I'm not really sure what I'm not sure why. All we do is talk bullshit at each other every other episode. The word trade is really screwing me up here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry for saying the word trade. Some people find it a slur, and I get that.
You're going to end up with my soul, and I'm going to have to be ironic. I'm the best at violin, but I'm on Mars.
Buddy, if voodoo did work, you would have been dead already, because there's a statue of you I've been punching for the past year.
Joke's on you. I get punched all the time.
But so you do feel it.
I get punched all the time. Yeah. All right. What do you want me to do here?
All right. So
Say shit and then tell me what to do.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So one time, I remember I was like I was in the fourth grade and I had this. We were all lined up in the library for some reason, right? For like a photo, and this guy next to me, he kept nudging me. And I was like, hey, can you stop? And he was like, sorry. And he would do it again. And I was like, hey, can you stop? And he would do it again. And, like, it sucked.
Was he your friend?
No.
Okay. Did he want to be your friend?
No. Don't think so.
Okay.
So, I mean, that guy was a dick. All right, now you go.
I mean, I'm pretty good at sussing out when people aren't fucking worth my time. But at the same time, I'm a little bit too forgiving. Like I had some group of friends at one point that were just shitty. It's unfair to call it bullying because we were also sort of like, you know what I mean? Like those, I have a problem with just letting people in that are the fucking worst, but, but those people, there was sort of a jackassery pranksterness to some of those friends.
I any other cases of people who are not your friends necessarily, like, being mean to you or aggravating you intentionally? Micro cases. Let's talk about the minutiae here, all right? I don't want to get into the big picture. I want to get into the little things.
Well, I mean, we can talk about that time I threw that guy out of a bar.
I wouldn't call that bullying. I would say that guy was really drunk and he was confused by your existence.
No, man. That guy grabbed my face like three times because I was like, hey, could you back up? And he was like, and he grabbed my face three times. On the third time, I picked him up by his collar and threw him out of a bar like a cartoon.
But, I mean, I feel like he was on the right there. He has every right to grab your face.
That's true. You're right. I feel so bad.
All right, so I guess let me just tell my other story.
I mean, I think I'm pretty open with people. Mm-hmm. So I think bullying is sort of why I think bullying is mean, and any sort of, you know, I've been bullied by people on projects and things like that, and bullied by people in the workplace, but I wouldn't share that on air, you know, necessarily.
Of course.
But I think that's the only reason I would consider it bullying, because the reason we talk about bullying, if you want me to really get into it, mm-hmm. is because there is an implication of the meek. There's the implication of the person who does not want to, if not, is not allowed to fight back. You know, that people are mean to each other, sure, but you know, when you harass a subordinate, for example, at work, or you know, something like that happens where you work at the same place, or and you just treat someone crappily, it's on one employee to just not be the worst person and end up losing their job. That is sort of bullying. But in real life, I'm sort of more open to be like, hey, would you knock that off? Like, I'm not a quiet person when it comes to that, or for people around me.
That's great, man. I wanted to do. I'm wondering how I should do the order of these stories. I can tell you like what happened to the guy that nudged me.
Start with closest to Saint to King Francis, and then go from closest in year to when Saint Francis was to the most like King Francis to the most the story that's like you hear that and you're like, oh, that is so King Francis.
All right. Well, I would say that of the guy
England,
who nudged me was
dumbass.
Much like King Francis. Very much like King Francis, and you know, much like that pauper he bothered, I didn't like. I was not a fan of this person forever. For the rest of the time, even to this day, I'm mad at this guy. I look him up on Facebook, which is how I'm bringing it back and around. I look him up on Facebook to see how he's doing, and he's not doing well, at least according to his Facebook.
Is he dead?
No. Could be doing worse. He could be doing worse. But
what are you judging? He's not doing well.
You know, grainy profile pic. Grainy. low number of mutual friends. Low.
Oh my god.
Low number of mutual friends. We had like three.
Tom, we're worried about Mary. We're very worried about her. Oh, why's that? Why's that? Her Facebook profile's very grainy. We want to take her to see a doctor.
It's like, what did you shoot that with? Like,
Mary,
the first camera phone?
Mary, honey, is everything going well at work? Yes, it's fine. Why do you ask? Well, I've seen your Facebook profile, and it's very grainy. Oh, I can't hide it any longer. I'm so upset. What are you talking about, you madman?
I don't know how I can tell this, but there's a difference between my posts that get no likes and his posts that get no likes. There's something different going on.
You guys should be best friends. That's what this is. This story is in the end. You guys are gonna be best friends.
And you know, he just looks like a very unclassy dude. So anyway, I feel like I've gotten my vengeance on this particular guy.
Wait, no. I've seen photos of you on Facebook. Are you under the impression you look classy? Oh my God.
Well, no. Just more relevant, a little more up-to-date than this guy. That's all. This guy's just posting a picture of...
Mary, we're all here to help you. We don't want you to do anything drastic, okay? This is an intervention. Your SEO is terrible. You're not relevant at all. No, I don't need help! What are you saying?
I'm saying that he lost in the game of life.
So he nudges you during a class photo, which who gives a shit? I would rather someone hit me in the head with a fucking hammer than take a class photo.
Really?
That's yeah.
Stupid. You'd rather that?
Stupid. So stupid, the idea of the class photo. Why?
You have to document it. Yeah, it's, you know.
You don't do anything together. A team photo for a sports team or a club photo for a club makes sense because things are done together. We don't get grades together. We didn't do anything together.
So anyway, I felt like I got my vengeance on him, so that was great. Now, I'll tell you about a time I bullied someone. Okay? I bullied someone that was chubby. Okay? My friend and I would bully this person. It was because of our own insecurity, blah, blah, blah. That person is now a 10. So maybe I helped this person. You know?
Wait. What do you mean a 10?
Very attractive person.
Are you under the impression they lost weight because you bullied them?
Partially.
How sarcastic is this bit before I go on?
Well, I'm going to say that I actually believe I'm somewhat responsible for this person's appearance. I mean, of course genetics are involved, but I mean, I gave her the dartboard picture. I put a picture on our dartboard. Okay.
You're saying that you were so horrible to this person that you were her goal.
I was mildly horrible. The same way as Tavius Gorillius or whatever the fuck it was.
Yes, a lot of history. you can't be both. Surely, this is not me interjecting. Surely you can't be both. Surely you have to be either so horrible that she loses weight, or you're not very horrible at all and it didn't affect her. Surely
why can't someone be mildly horrible and that bother the person for 20 years?
For me, yes. If someone is even slightly bad to me, I remember that for 20 years.
I do too.
But for most other people who aren't insane people like us, Deepu, this does not happen.
But no, hold on. What makes – see, right now the evidence is that everyone in this conversation is one way and you're just saying that everyone else is normal? That's bullshit.
I am calling us strange. No. The lovely girl who probably wasn't overweight that you made fun of and now lost weight, she's normal. You're an insane person.
And maybe she's listening to this and going
and
like,
she's
wow.
Going, that fucking twit doesn't know the difference between why someone named Saint Francis wouldn't be in charge of England.
There's tons of people named Francis outside of France, dude. Tons.
Yo, none of them are in the goddamn monarchy.
Really? You think there's not one King Francis of anything else?
Of French countries, maybe.
What about Francis Scott Key? That feels like a name. Anyway,
he was an American. Right. And we are both, and France and America are sort of brothers in hating England. Okay. It's like our thing.
I might have gotten our facts mixed up, all right?
You might have gotten just like the words. Even a 10-year-old on Jeopardy would have guessed St. Francis. Bing, what is King of France? No, you're supposed to say who is.
All right, I want to talk about more times I've been bullied, but now we're going to talk about Facebook instances, all right? So one time I kind
of... Welcome to Go to Hell Podcast, a podcast in which me and Deepu take turns hosting the show, and we talk about Facebook. It took us 36 minutes to explain what people were listening to.
There's a thing we play that explains everything. There's a couple of times I thought I was done with the Facebook community. That I thought I was going to be extradited. I was going to be set off to Alcatraz, Facebook Alcatraz, because I did some bad things. It really sounds so much worse if I don't say what I did. But it's too inside if I explain it. So I'm going to just say that.
Can you say it as if? See, this is the thing.
I have to say it.
No, you don't have to say it. But when I talk to comedians, they seem to something has happened to most comedians who are on Facebook. I don't know what it is, but it is a job. If you're trying to do comedy and it isn't just something, you're not Michael Scott doing it at company picnics. It is your job to try and become a professional comedian. You can talk about it as if it's a workplace incident. You don't have to say this comedian. It's not insidery if you say it as a job.
All right, fine. Yes. I upset my peers.
There you go.
By rigging an open mic.
Okay, well, that's probably less relatable to other than. To... Let's think what you rigged, Deepu. Let's say that more specifically instead of open mic, a term that is nonsense, quite frankly.
Pretty much.
What did you do?
I basically, so there was a show going on one night, and the order of the comedians was supposed to be random. But
okay, so let's not make this about comedy.
I can't think you
rigged a raffle.
I rigged a raffle.
You rigged a raffle that wasn't a big raffle, but you rigged a raffle in order to help people.
Yes. I rigged a raffle, and I apologized for it on Facebook. People, you know, pointed out a particular conflict of interest in what I did, and I was like, yes, this is wrong, and I said I'm sorry. And then after I said I'm sorry, someone said, are you really? And a bunch of people liked that post.
Uh-oh.
People that I had not interacted with basically at all jumped in on that are you really comment. And that's a new kind of bullying.
Well,
that's a unique kind of bullying.
Let me ask you.
Sure.
Are you really sorry?
I was.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have cared. It's known that people do that. Who gives a shit?
It was known that I used to be very fair at this raffle.
Okay.
And then the one time, you know.
Are people under the impression that any raffle is not rigged? Do people really think that?
I think, yeah, there's some people, because that's why you get the third-party person to draw the names in most cases.
Yolanda Vega, you refer to?
No.
You don't refer to, didn't you grew up in this area? Yolanda Vega! She read the New York City lottery numbers.
I don't care.
Hello, I'm Yolanda Vega! Right, you don't know Yolanda Vega?
So anyway, you know, this person says, are you really... And then whoever likes that post...
Well, no, I'm asking. Are you really sorry?
Okay. If we're going to be truly analytical here...
Yeah.
I said I'm sorry because that's the thing you're supposed to say, but I feel little remorse about anything because I'm a cold son of a bitch. No, this is not a thing I was gonna choose to feel very sorry about because I didn't feel that bad about it. I was good to people. I was good. I held a lot of fair raffles, and the one time I needed some help with a raffle, they fucking sandbagged me.
It's fine to say that there are exceptions to the rules. I don't think that's. I wouldn't find you immoral in saying that. There's exceptions to it.
Yeah.
I think I have gone to open. I don't do comedy anymore, but I have gone to raffles where I haven't won. Everyone has gone to raffles where they haven't won. I've gone to events where your entry is based on randomness, and I have not gotten in.
Some people win raffles because that's how the drug deal goes down.
Most people win raffles because they're fixed. I'm not saying the lottery's fixed. It might be, but most people, just so you know, so I can change, I don't want people to have weird, most people don't actually win a raffle. Like, it's fixed.
I wouldn't say most raffles are fixed. I mean, that sounds like a crazy statement.
Are you under the impression that, like, if you put your name in a food bowl at a restaurant, like, win a free lunch, they're not going to give it to someone that, like, can help them? They're not going to read that business card and be like, oh, shit, we have a broken roof. I bet this guy will give us a deal if we give him a free lunch if he sells fucking roofs.
Yeah. I mean, when I filled my name out for that – when I give all my personal information for that car raffle at the mall, I do have that feeling in my head like, I'm not getting this car.
Well, no one wins that raffle. They don't have to give that car away.
Great. So anyway
– Have you ever met – there's always a car in the mall. Have you ever met anyone who's like, yeah, I won my car at the mall?
Well, the chances are low of me meeting a person that won a car at the mall.
But the fact is that it would be a huge deal if someone, like, a real person won it. It's totally a Facebook thing. The idea that I've never even seen a Facebook post is like, I won that car at the mall. I won that car at the mall.
You're right. It is suspicious.
There are certain contest rules, and most contests you have to declare a winner. It can be illegal if they never declare a winner. Like, McDonald's got in trouble for that.
We don't have to give you the card. Sorry, no CODs.
Yeah. Most fucking raffles are fake.
Great. So the one time I really do the real raffle thing, the one time I run a raffle the way I guess the world runs it, people pile on me. Okay? So, but here's how it felt, the piling on, all right? It felt like I was in a one-on-one fight with one person, okay? He gets me to the floor with a few extra strength, generic, unlicensed, unnamed fireballs, right?
Oh, goodness. And then what does he do when he's got you on the floor?
And then when he's got me on the floor, eight mm-hmm. people come into the ring who weren't involved in the fight and just get a kick in there.
Grabbing you.
They're grabbing me. They're touching me. They're closing my eyes so they can't see what they're touching. And
they blindfold you?
And
so
I'm
what you're saying,
so
what
ticklish.
You're saying,
I'm
what
so
you're saying
ticklish.
Is this guy's got you on the ground, and then eight people come in and blindfold you and just start grabbing you.
It's a horrible feeling. Anyone who's
horrible.
Dove into a crowd knows that it pleases them visually, but they don't want to touch you. Anyway.
Dude, when you apologize to people, there's no telling how they'll act.
It was brutal, man. When I said I'm sorry and one person said, are you really? And then the eight people who liked that, it was because what it showed me was, and it was all people that I barely talked to. You understand? So then for them to come out of the woodwork at that moment to interact with me was fucking scary. Because then they wanted me to think that, they've been thinking this way about me The whole time.
Can I ask you a question while we're coming towards the end of the episode?
Sure.
What credence do you give to this statement? If you don't, and I'm not saying I agree with this statement, but it's often said to children. Mm-hmm. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. What do you think of that?
I think it's a philosophy I've only adopted in the past couple of weeks. But I think there's some validity to it. And it's hard. I've noticed it's hard to push down those not nice things to say.
I'll tell you this. I think it's one of the stupidest things ever said.
So you think people should be able to say mean things?
No, I don't think the niceness or unniceness of what you say should be a factor in why you say something. That's something someone who doesn't understand interactions with people says.
Yeah, I mean, a not nice thing could be helpful. For sure.
It's not about not nice or nice. If you want to affect the world around you, you should say something. How you affect it and why you're doing it should be why you do it. If you're saying a lie, you shouldn't fucking lie, which is what you were doing when you called that little girl chubby, which I'm sure you didn't use the word chubby. I'm sure you didn't call her a BBW. I'm sure you used horrible words. You were lying. It wasn't your body. She didn't give it you. There was no fucking reason to say it. It was a lie. It had nothing to do with anything. A doctor probably told her to lose fucking weight, Deepu.
No, you're right. It was totally my insecurity.
The point is that you shouldn't lie. There should be a motivation. When you affect people, there should be a thing. Not saying nice. I don't know what niceness has to do with anything. I've given people compliments they've taken as complete insults.
It's a fucked up world we live in, man.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. People have a really hard time understanding each other, which is what happened there. They didn't know why you were you just ambiguously apologized for something that people were ambiguously going to be against and probably weren't even there.
That's true. That's very true.
So I'll pose this question to you again. Mm. We posed it the other week in the last saga.
What is Facebook?
No, not as what is Facebook, but I'm going to talk about that on my episode. Is advice ever necessary? Those people... Where you were trying to give to make something up to them, and they just took what you said and they took it as gospel and they just ran with it.
So is it okay to give advice?
Yeah.
And your stance is no still?
Still no. And why do you log on to Facebook? Because you were logging on to Facebook to fix something. Why? Who were you going to fix? You were just going to piss someone off.
Very important questions. So I want to talk quickly about the Khrushchev effect. Are you
what?
Familiar?
One more time?
The Khrushchev effect. I believe that's pronunciation.
Okay.
All right. It is the theory. Actually, how much time do we have left? Can we not go into a whole thing here?
3 minutes.
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm gonna save that. But
save it. Save the crudité for next time. What I do is I'll put it in saran wrap, and if it goes bad, I just put it in a salad. Put a little mayonnaise on it.
Mm.
Next time, the crudité effect.
The crudité salad.
The crudité salad. Close it up. Wrap yourself up here.
Oh, boy. Well, in conclusion.
In conclusion, of course.
Boy, I was bullied sometimes. I bullied some people sometimes. And, you know, if you're bullied, just realize that it's it'll go away eventually. And it's not that big. It feels like the end of the world when it happens. It's a really scary thing. But
well, that's important. To say that it will go away eventually is not always true. I mean, it probably will stop.
Mm.
But it's not the end of the world is a better version, I think.
No, that's true. It literally doesn't go away. It stays there. on record.
There's no guarantee of any of it. There's plenty of fucking nut jobs out there who will, until they are stopped, will keep bullying you. I mean, that's just it. Like, you can't paint the world as something different. But in conclusion,
bully people,
okay,
but a little
there
bit.
It is.
A little,
no.
Just a tad. Just like the salt on the dish.
I'm not going to stand by any of that.
It's called ball busting.
I'll let you try one more time. You got a minute?
bullying is spelled B-U-L-L-Y-I-N-G.
That's a true fact.
Yeah.
Deepu, go to hell.
Go to hell!
Hey, are you a person who can read? Don't worry about it. So long as you have ears or a computer, or you could steal someone's computer. Don't steal a computer. Go to the library and listen to audiobooks at audibletrial.com/go to hell. Did you hear those letters right, Deepu? What was that URL?
Go to hell. Wait, no, audible.
Shut the fuck up. Even Deepu is not able to read. Listen, audibletrial.com/go to hell. Get some free audiobooks. I am, by the way, hold on, now that the episode's over, I am still not over this thing of grainy photos.
All right, I'm stopping recording.
Because I'm just, okay. Oh my gosh, I can't believe, did you hear about Tom? Yes, his photos are all grainy. What does that mean?
Hold on, I'm looking this
now you can stop recording.